USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A deadly storm system that has spawned tornadoes and gale force winds has created havoc in four states and is heading toward the east. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
The severe weather hitting the south destroyed the home of Brian and Chandra Verdell in Texas.
I was coming up, and I was praying, and then a big board back there in the backyard, like, shielded me.
I heard my husband jump on a trailer, and he was like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "I'm buried up under all this stuff."
The storm is now heading for the southeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Oravec is tracking its path.
Currently, there's a threat today of severe weather across a large part of the eastern United States. We have currently a frontal boundary pressing eastward, and there's a lot of active thunderstorms stretching from the Florida Panhandle up into the upstate of South Carolina and western North Carolina.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
So far, 19 Democrats have launched a run for the White House in the 2020 election in Dublin, California.
Backed by my neighbors who have always been in my corner to declare my candidacy for President of the United States of America.
Representative Eric Swalwell made his announcement before a hometown crowd, calling for a ban on military-style semi-automatic weapons, while saying you can keep your pistols, long rifles, and shotguns, but, he said, he wanted to ban the most dangerous weapons of war. In South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg officially kicked off his campaign for the Democratic nomination, taking a swing at President Trump's campaign slogan, "Make America Great Again."
The problem is that they're telling us to look for greatness in all the wrong places. Because if there is one thing that the city of South Bend has shown, it's that there is no such thing as an honest politics that revolves around the word again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For Christians, Holy Week has begun. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
At the Vatican, the Christian celebration of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem days before his crucifixion was observed as this Palm Sunday dawned. Tens of thousands gathering in St. Peter's Square to hear the Pope's message of humility and obedience.
Che però non sono passati attraverso.
Pope Francis telling the crowd not to be ashamed to show enthusiasm for Jesus. The Palm Sunday Mass opens up the holiest week in Christianity, ending next Sunday on Easter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former presidential candidate speaks out on the immigration problem. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton tells CNN's Fareed Zakaria the country's immigration system needs to be updated, and she has a plan on where to start.
I would go to the big tech companies and I would say, okay, you've got, you know, 15 days. Give me a system so that I can keep track of everybody. I'm not going to lose anyone. No baby, no older person. Everybody is going to be in the system, and we're going to have enough judges down there. We're going to have decent housing conditions, and we're going to start hearing those cases.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.